$100 MG money. I am really out of practice at this crap.
We just skipped 1 week.
Two. We skipped two.
Oh, we skipped
weeks.
Two?
2 weeks, baby.
Time
All
travel.
Right. Yep. So now, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yay, 2020.
How was everyone's Christmas?
Great.
Yeah.
Quite good.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Okay, good, good. Anybody get anything special?
I got an iPad.
Oh, wow. What kind of iPad?
This one.
Wow. Can you draw on it? Like?
I can draw comics on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's sweet.
Have you drawn any genitals on it yet?
No, but I have had my genitals on it.
So do you draw genital comics for the new year?
Did you trace your genitals on it?
Actually sounds like a genre.
Sir, where are the genital comics?
They're right there on the top shelf, where they belong.
Right where they belong.
They're waist high next to my
Yeah, they're at an appropriate level.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, if you're wondering what these new digs are, we're still trying to figure it out. But we're trying to figure out the configuration.
We're coming at you live from Request Music.
Yeah, coming at you live from Request Music.
The new home of Maui Comics and Collectibles. Yes.
The new home of Maui Comics and Collectibles.
G's head is blocking the re and request, so it just says quest.
I know.
It's very deep.
This whole podcast
quest.
Is
on
a nerd
quest.
Yeah, we're on a G quest.
Anyway, joining us tonight, we will figure out the configuration later. But like I said, let's get everyone started.
I like being on a stage. I if we figured out how to sit us up here comfortably somehow, eventually.
I like being on a stage.
Legends have been on this stage. Gannon Gilmore has
Gannon Gilmore.
Whoa, Gannon Gilmore.
Stage. Is that the crickets?
Yeah, he's not so much of a legend after what he said before he left this podcast. Anyway.
Did he make fun of you?
Yeah, he made fun of me. Jerk.
Awesome.
Anyway, also joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru. He's over my shoulder, ironically enough, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello to Format.
Yay! Woo!
Yes.
None of us can hear the sound effect. Well,
I know you can. Sorry. Yeah, I'm putting it in. Don't worry.
It's Alanis Morissette, ironically.
Also joining me tonight, he is also to my left. He is our very own latex werewolf and the comic book artist extraordinaire. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi.
Latex werewolf?
Doesn't he look like it?
It's true. You got a Wolfman Jack thing going on.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Talk like this.
I wish I had that voice.
I talk like that. I'm Wolfman Jack.
No? All right. You'd match. Anyway, there it is, Todd. Look at you.
You did it.
Also joining us tonight, he is the producer seducer. Yeah. He is the man who is...
My favorite Nerdwatch accessory.
My favorite nerd.
A little bit more now.
He's my second favorite.
Who's the first?
I'm
an accessory?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is like that Twilight Zone where everybody started turning to mannequins.
2020 is a new year for this man, ladies and gentlemen. He is
I think the official Nerdwatch
Maybe.
Sex toy
right.
is my favorite
what?
Accessory.
Hey, watch me quiet. What?
That's
hey.
Not a swear.
No.
So you were telling me 2020 is a new year, new you kind of thing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kai. He's in the house.
Yes, only one wearing an appropriate shirt for Request Music.
Yeah, very appropriate.
AC/DC rocking it, man.
Also,
I haven't seen a shower for 2 days.
Oh!
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm
now
sitting next to him.
Nerd Watch appropriate. Yeah.
It's definitely Request appropriate.
Also, joining us tonight, he is directly to my right, and he has been on a long hiatus, but he has also been the man.
A long hiatus.
Yeah. An extremely long hiatus, but he's been keeping it down, holding it down on the Nerd Watch Facebook page, doing all kinds of good work on there. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the digital. What are we calling
That's
you this week? This year?
This year.
What is your? You're
your
the digital media. What now?
Sure.
You're the heart. What do we call you?
Master of digital media.
The master of digital media.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Aaron. He's in the house.
Yeah.
By the way, there's something I didn't
know. You gotta earn your applause, man. You haven't been here for like 3 months.
I know. I can tell everybody's excited. Though.
I know.
I'm happy.
I had no idea you wore an earring. I had
what?
No clue.
This is Aaron's evil twin.
Oh, is it? Oh, that why the no shaving and the whole nine? Okay, got it.
Why change? I used to have a cross on like George Michael.
Oh, look at you. Wow. So you used to have faith. Not so much anymore. Got it. Also joining us tonight, he is my Faith No Barry. That was excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen. References just get applause.
Oh, yeah, all of them. Not tonight. I'm very generous
Alanis
tonight.
Morris said earlier.
What?
He did. He totally did.
You said I said you used it ironically.
Oh, did I?
Morris said definition. And I didn't get any applause. Where's my applause?
Oh, right here. That work for you? Is that better?
I would if I had headphones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, also joining us this evening, he is one of my favorite people. Not only is he one of my favorite people.
You already introduced me.
Oh, no, not him. The other guy. He is my cinema soulmate. He is my hetero life mate. He is also the man that is my inspiration for this podcast. And he'll never
Tom
forget
McGarty.
It. He is also the man who is the founder of the Hawaii Film Critics Society, making big moves this last 2019. Big moves, huh, Barry?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is also I'm going to say it. He is also he's an actual professor. Why can't I hear you? Turn your mic on. Huh?
Mic.
What? The volume is on. You guys are totally... I can totally hear you guys. See? Anyway, I can't hear you. What's wrong with you? What is going on with you? What is happening with you?
I can't hear anybody.
Check, check. See?
Check.
We wouldn't have these problems if we had headphones.
Headphones, yes. I know. Somebody else's mic's off. I think it may be Barry's. No, turn yours on, Barry. I think yours is off.
Yeah, yours was off.
There it is. Mine's now on. Talk, Aaron.
And now
talk, Aaron. Aaron, talk.
Check, check.
There it is. Hey! All right. You guys are. I guess you guys are linked, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the man who is.
So weird how your equipment does that.
It's because they're linked. Anyway, he is
a
college. Yes, forever linked, like Ray and what's his name? Rilo.
Ben.
Oh, Rilo, right? Raylo.
Ben Solo.
So, Ben. Okay, got it. I thought it was Raylo. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Professor Barry. He's in the house.
Yeah.
Also joining us this evening, he is.
There's no audio.
Huh?
There's no audio.
What do you mean there's no audio?
There isn't.
What are you talking about?
Right now.
Alive. Is there no audio?
There's no audio.
Oh, no audio at all. Okay, hang on. I'm looking. Hey, listen. I'm working it out. Give me one second, people. Jeez. Let me see what I can do. Well, I thought the audio was up too.
On the live Facebook.
All right, here we go. We're looking.
We're going to restart all this over.
No, we're not. We're fine. Huh?
Because the recording is fine.
Yeah, your audio sounds great too. I like it a lot. Okay, there we go.
Wait, did you hear it on your Facebook?
Yeah, we're looking right now.
How about your audio, Todd?
Is your audio good?
No.
Okay, now how's everybody's audio?
Riveting,
check it now. Check 1-2.
Check
1-2.
Check. No.
Check.
Hang on, it'll come up. Don't worry, it's gonna come up
check
right now.
1-2.
There we go.
There it is. I told you. We're back. Listen. So sorry.
Back like a bad rash.
So sorry. We are working out the kinks of this new location, and we are back up.
It's
sorry,
so
guys.
Kinky.
It is very kinky. Anyway, boys and girls, we're back. Listen to the first 5 minutes later. Once again, Kai, Todd, Format, what's your name?
What's his face?
Aaron. Barry. And, of course, this is the man who is the godfather of comic books.
I know, really. Yeah.
He is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board, the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con.
What? It's not that scary, man.
And no, it's not scary at all. And, yes, he is the self-proclaimed comic master. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the one and only Freaky Deaky Daddy Leaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really makes a fellow feel.
Yes. All right. So everybody leave their mics on. All right. So everybody had a good Christmas. How was everybody's New Year's, by the way?
It was great.
It was good. And shout out to Francine Woolraven for putting together a fantastic thing. The first thing that Alika and Aaron and I did the second day of 2020. We went to her.
We celebrated the birth of our Lord, Pauly Shore.
Wow. He was here, wasn't he?
He was. He did a show.
He did a very, apparently, a racially charged comedy set. Is that
he
right?
Loves to
wait,
say
so
racist.
He was here.
Well, we went to Francie Walraven's Cringe Cinema.
Did Pauly Shore go?
At the Y Bar.
At the Y Bar.
He was on a different island at that time. But we watched Son-in-Law, which I'm going to say, that was like, to me at the time, a mediocre movie. I wasn't like, oh my God, Biodome, genius, Encino Man, Increable. But Son-in-Law was just like a sitcom to me. It was like, okay, it's all right. The guy from, Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, whatever. It's kind of, but over time, that of all the Pauly Shore's movies, I think has aged the best.
I agree. And 48 hours later, you got to meet Pauly Shore.
And I met Pauly Shore, man, the weasel himself.
Was he sad, depressed? Was he all right?
It's kind of depressing listening to the guy. He's funny. He had the audience in stitches the whole time, saying all kinds of uncomfortable stuff.
Did you just say in stitches? What is this, 1960s?
In stitches. We were all rubbing our cat's pajamas.
Wow. Is he sad about being dead?
I mean, the thing is, when you're a person whose name is like a punchline for so long, it's like you develop a sense of humor and a way to handle it. And he's not like Carrot Top, where he's going to the gym every day, taking out his insecurities that way. But
wow,
have you seen Carrot Top lately?
I have. Still, that was brutal.
That's not what. That's it's true.
All right, fair enough.
Ask a shrink.
Well, listen, today's show, or tonight's show, here at Request Music.
Yay!
What we're going to do is we're going to take a year in review of 2019, talk about the best in movies, the best in games, the worst in movies, the worst in games, and the best in comics. And possibly the worst in comics.
God, I haven't even read anything. I think Format is the only person who read the
Format,
best of comics this
listen,
year.
Listen, I wasn't depending
on you
for that.
Oh, no, wait, I did read one thing.
Format and Todd are here. So I'm
Todd
sure,
doesn't read
I'm sure
comics.
We can talk
He's a
about,
poser.
I'm sure we can talk about that Dwayne Hickman book and Eric
what
what's
are
his
you
name?
Talking about?
Kevin
stop.
Powell?
Just stop
Kevin.
Talking. It's
Kevin
Eric
Powell?
Powell.
Okay, got it.
You
pretty
idiot.
Sure, I'm pretty sure it's Kevin. Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. First of all, we rang in the new year, and there's already been new movies that are hitting the cinema. We're getting Underwater, starring Kristen Stewart. Huh? So excited. You guys, I showed you the trailer.
After that amazing performance in Charlie's Angels.
So hot. Right?
I think they were assuming that Charlie's Angels would be such a big hit, we couldn't wait for the new Kristen Stewart movie. This is a problem that the studio has.
Right. A matter of fact, you know what they should do? They should have Robert Pattinson, see, he's the new Batman. She should be the new Catwoman.
Mm.
No?
They already.
She's going to be as good a Catwoman as Anne Hathaway.
But then they already cast
Anne Hathaway.
I did not.
Well, listen.
So Zoe Kravitz is the new Catwoman.
Yeah, she
well,
is.
Well, I'm saying I'm petitioning for Kristen Stewart right now.
Well, that's dumb.
That's not dumb at all.
Hashtag white representation.
Hashtag Sparkle Batman.
Very good. Movies we'll go to movies and we'll go to games and then we'll go to some you know what we should do first? We should do comics first, then movies, then games, because we're going to do the comic book list anyway.
It'll be natural with the comic
list.
Exactly.
Come
on, guys.
So let's do that.
The new comic book
show. So, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not exactly certain, mm-hmm. by the way, I'm just going to say this up front, that these are the comics I'm getting. I'm just assuming because Diamond pulled a little interesting mischief with my stuff. So we'll see what I'm pretty sure this is the shipment I'm getting.
Well, every single Wednesday is new comic book Wednesday right here at Request Music. And Maui Comics and Collectibles? Or how do I say it?
Maui Comics and Collectibles at Request Music.
Maui Comics and Collectibles at Request Music in the heart of Wailuku Town. You don't want to miss it.
10 North Market Street, Wailuku, Maui.
Yeah. So buy some comics tomorrow.
You couldn't even wait till I said what's new this week in the world of comic books. You're a jerk, Todd. Anyway, here we go.
I already said it.
Let's find out what's new this week in the world of comic books.
Oh, man, that was...
Here we go.
Okay. Fine, I'll read the comics now. Action Comics, number 1018. Batgirl, number 42. Batman Beyond.
How long is she a
39.
Batgirl? Does she ever grow up?
They put something in her food and she stays that size forever. She's like a child actress. Cobra, number 4.
Cobra?
Cobra. Oh. Cobra, number 4. That's Michelle Fife. There's been some hype on that artist, thanks to cartoonist kayfabe, of course.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Fife.
He did all those indie books. It's kind of like a superhero team, and he started doing those indie books back in like 2013, I want to say, and he was getting them out every month
on schedule. Yeah.
On schedule. So like he would draw them, and you would get a new one. And he did that, everything, coloring and lettering, and it went like 87 issues, and then he restarted it for Image.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right,
so
what's
Cobra,
next on that list,
a big one.
Bro?
Detective Comics, 1018, Dial H for Hero, number 10 of 12, The Dreaming, number 17. Continuation of the Gaiman-verse. Of course, not actually written by Neil Gaiman, but that's all right.
Gaiman has a verse?
It's the Sandman universe.
Oh, gotcha.
On the Vertigo imprint that supposedly is shutting down, but is still making comics?
Right.
Weird. DuckTales, Fairies and Scares, number 1 of 3. Flash, number 85.
That's a little insensitive.
Harley Quinn, number 69. Number 69, get it?
Can you...
A number?
Can you believe we're only a month away from Birds of Prey?
Are we?
I'm
excited for that.
I bet Poison Ivy's going to be
really?
Harley Quinn 69.
She better be.
Who is actually excited for Birds of Prey? Seriously?
I'm excited for Birds of Prey.
What?
I didn't know that was even that soon.
That sounds like you.
Yeah, Obi-Wan's in it. I can sell you
Who's
a body.
Hey, you got to keep your mic on top, Barry.
Sorry.
There you go. Now say it again.
Ewan McGregor.
Ah, yes.
Hawkeye, who? Freefall, number one.
Ewan McGregor. That's who he said.
I can sell you a body, number one. Sounds
Smoking
like fun.
Todd.
I bet.
His own. It's hot.
Mm.
I can sell you a dead body.
Joker, Harley.
Want to see a dead body?
Criminal Sanity, number 2 of 9.
Ooh.
Justice League Dark, number 18. Let's see. Olympia, number 2 of 5.
Justice League Dark should be on the black label.
Really?
No, I don't.
No. It's, there's nothing crazy going on in there. There's no Bat Dong in there. Red Hood, Outlaw, number 41.
Does the Bat Dong have wings?
Yes.
Got it.
Punisher,
well,
Soviet.
The skin of
yeah, okay, that's what they call a bat wing.
Loose.
Got it.
Punisher, Soviet, number 3 of 6.
He's still in Russia?
Yes.
And he's shooting faces off without repercussion?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Sweet.
That's Garth Ennis, right?
Is it Garth Ennis doing the Soviet run?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you.
No. That is not Garth Ennis.
Warren Ellis?
That's Garth Brooks, right?
No, Garth Brooks is... No.
Star Wars, number one.
Darth Brooks?
Darth Brooks. Superman, Giant, number one. Terrifics, number 23. Thor is getting a new number one.
Thor? Is it the boy version or the girl version?
What?
No. He's the All-Farthood now.
Oh, wow.
And Harold.
This is the culmination of the Jason Aaron run, but I don't think Jason Aaron is even writing this
one. I have never accepted Jane Foster's Thor.
War of the Realms.
Yeah, the big crossover that Jason
Aaron did. Love and Thunder is going to be all Jane Foster.
That's why I think I'm going to skip it.
Shut up.
You're not going to skip it.
True Believers, Criminally Insane, Green Goblin, number one. That's a reprint of the first appearance of Green Goblin, Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man, number 14. X-Men, number 4. X-Men, number 4.
Is that Dwayne Hickman?
It's the John Hickman X-Men.
Oh, sweet.
X-Men number 4.
Fantastic. You can check out Dwayne Hickman's book.
It's John
and
Hickman.
And the rest of all those comics right here.
John Hickman.
At Maui Comic Books at Maui Comics and Collectibles at Request Music. You're not going to want to miss it. So make sure you come on down to the new location. What was it, Barry? What's the address?
It is 10 North Market Street.
10 North Market Street. All right. Check it out.
You don't know where Request is, man.
Request
come on.
Music. And what time do you close officially here?
So the new hours are going to be, we're just doing request hours. So we're going to be open Monday.
Wait, we can request hours now?
That's not what I meant. We're doing the store's request hours, which are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, closed on Sundays.
Oh, 10 to 6 now?
10 to 6 now.
Wow, that sounds really reasonable. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we could actually... Started like
earlier.
6.
Actually, that would 7. Probably make Joe happier.
I'm done. I'm down.
Okay,
I'm
let's
in
for do
that.
It.
Let's do that.
Okay.
If I get off at 5?
That's not
6
happen.
O'clock. Hey, you be more confident, sir. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started on this. I need to know from the guys that read comic books here. 2019 was a big year for comics.
Some comics.
Some comics.
The X-Men, at least.
So I'll start with format.
Yeah, big year for the
X-Men.
Can
I get, like, maybe the top 3 comics that you would say that have to be read in 2020 that were from 2019 format?
House and Powers of X, for mm-hmm. sure.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
After that, they all kind of... Well, I know the Carnage, the Absolute Carnage run was a big thing. But I didn't really read much of it. I actually read a lot more of the Thor War of the Realms stuff.
Now, is there in your list, is there an honorable mention of something that you somebody may find interesting or strange to pick up and read?
No. There hasn't been really anything that jumped out this year.
Really?
So did you follow, and so War of the Realms, that was supposed to be like an epic build-up. Jason Aaron's been like begging to do this story. Did you read enough of the tie-ins to get the gist of War of the Realms?
Yeah, I mean, like the gist, it's just every realm is, what's his name? The Dark Elf?
Oh, yeah.
Malekith. He pretty much sets things in motion, and things just go to hell. But, I mean, what happened in that is what gives us the new Thor run, which Thor is the All-Father. Loki's in charge of the Frost Giants.
Makes sense.
Sif is the new Heimdall.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a huge
just a big shakeup in Asgard. Yeah.
How do you know who Malekith is? You don't even read Marvel.
He was in Thor.
He was in the movie. Yeah, he was in the best Marvel movie.
Dark World.
First of all, the best Marvel movie was the first one.
My kids were watching it, and I was like, "Go back and watch the first two Thor movies. Like how different Chris Hemsworth looks. He's like,
yeah, I'll take the first two Thor movies over Ragnarok any day.
Ragnarok was great. I loved it.
They should just throw that in the dumpster.
Just throw you in a dumpster.
Yeah, that sounds good. Kyle, let's do that.
It's freaking garbage. Anyway,
garbage.
Todd, do you have a top three comics of 2019?
Anything pretentious you want to bore us with?
wait, that deserves an applause. Woo!
My
heady brew of Hawaiian futurism.
Yeah. I mean, I other than the House of X stuff.
Should I do the Chant of the Islands right now?
Didn't the...
just checking. Extinction. I can do it.
X-Men Extinction. Was that the one that came out this year?
Yeah, that was a one-shot.
Yeah.
If
I have to pick a Marvel film,
I don't even read the X-Men one-shots.
Like,
holy crap.
I like how your voice goes
That's
up.
Cool.
Todd,
well,
you
I'm
read
impressed.
That?
Yeah,
That's
I'm
the,
very impressed,
man.
He's the last person to read an X-Men one-shot.
But it's Ed Piskor.
Oh, you're part of
Grand
the Piss Corps.
You're talking about
Grand Design. X-Men
Extinction. Oh.
So it's not the same.
Yeah, that was 2019. So, of course, that's a big one.
That was Piss Corps. I think that was a big one. I like to, and I going back to the
which is a retelling of the 1990s. It's Ed Piskor's digestion of that Extinction Agenda storyline and that era, the early 90s era, which actually is like one of the first major crossovers before we get to Fatal Attractions and all those mega blockbusters like and Phalanx Covenant and things like that and Age of Apocalypse.
Well, wait. Glenn Close is in it?
What the hell are you talking about?
Glenn Close?
That is going close.
So I would say if we're gonna do like event books, I would do that one, and then the other event book that I read was the Batman stuff with
the White Knight.
The Batwing one.
Damned.
Did you just
Batman
read?
Damned.
Did you just read that for the Wang?
No, I bought it for the Wang.
He stayed for the story.
I bought it for his. His Grayson, as it was.
He bought it for the Wang, stayed for the story. Got it.
So those were the two, like, I think, big event books for me personally from the big two. The other event book that happened this year was Todd McFarlane's Spawn 300 and 301.
Wait, wasn't everyone, like, the... Amazing after that, 300 and then everything
was
else?
Was there an actual story in that? Because I saw that. it was like panels and panels of just... Images.
It was
inspiring splash pages.
There was two stories that continued into 301. And everything that led up to it was kind of like a history of Spawn. So like 296, 297, 298, 299.
You know, like now's not a good time for you to test out if the Wii Fit works.
Listen, I was just stretching my legs.
So those would be the three if I was going to go with event books. And then the other stuff that I just read, like it's like Paper Girls and Ascender and waiting for Saga to come back this year, which is going to be good. And
are you still reading Lola XOXO. Is that on the hiatus or?
She
I know
was,
you were like a really big pusher for that one. And
she
then
was.
You kind of fell off.
That's coming back out. I think that's back out. I think that. She was doing Fathom for a while.
Right,
and then
right.
Then she, I don't know when that came out, but I know I'm pretty sure we started getting some of those at the end of last year.
Nice.
Then Street Angel.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you talked about Street Angel.
Jim Rugg, another K favorite.
We got some nice. Excellent hardcovers, collected editions of Jim Rugg's.
What about you? Do you have a top three that you'd say that?
I mean, I have so little time. So
hang
this
on a second. So. I'm going to preface this by saying a top three without any turtle books. Go.
There was a turtle book.
Dang it. I knew it.
Well, 2019 is the debut of in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue 95 of the first female turtle, Jenica.
Jenica?
Sorry, second female turtle if you're counting Next Mutation.
Thank you.
With Venus de Milo.
Thank you.
Which nobody is.
Wow, bro.
So the first official female turtle.
I guess first girls don't
Jenica.
Count. I got it. It's kind of like your first
That was a
girlfriend.
Big book, though. And so Tom Waltz had been, he revitalized this run all the way up to issue 100. He's going to pass the torch to Sophie Campbell. And that's going to be awesome, too, with the new run with Jenica and Mona Lisa, who is like a salamander character, also taken from the animated series. But the IDW run is a perfect mix of all parts of the Ninja Turtles canon. It takes from the original Mirage series, it takes from the movies, it takes from the cartoon animated series. Like, everything is incorporated in such a seamless way. It's so, yeah, there's a turtle book on there, buddy.
So girls are writing turtle books now? What do girls know about Ninja Turtles?
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Oh, okay, just checking. I'm just asking if they knew anything about Ninja Turtles. Not gender specific, just asking.
Well, turtles have cloacas.
Fair enough.
So,
tell us about all the parts of the turtle. All
right, let me start. Okay.
Anyway, no, what's the other books?
Of course, Second Coming is the story of Jesus Christ coming back modern day. God kicks his sorry
that
ass
is,
out of heaven
so
and sends him back to earth.
This
oh, I love No way, man.
I'm just kidding.
So what happened was Vertigo was going to print it, and they chickened out in a big way, in a major way, and they dumped it. And Ahoy Comics picked it up, thank goodness. It's a great story. I love anything sacrilege. This and it's hilarious.
Come down to Maui Comics for your sacrilege.
Come and get your sacrilege here. This store is lined with rock music. Don't lecture me about sacrilege, you dirty hippie.
I'm sure there's a pentagram in here somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I think it's on
all of these posters.
Yeah,
there's like three pentagrams right there.
I think that it's on Prince's cloaca.
It's actually under the rug on the stage.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
in
the middle of the pentagram.
I'm in the middle of the pentagram.
Somehow
God,
Greg
damn.
Is trapped here forever.
No.
Say the words of sealing. Trap him here forever.
Trap him here forever. What else?
So we're... Second Coming was amazing because, God kicks Jesus out of heaven. He teams up with a superhero named Sun Man who has all the powers of Superman. He's, like, invincible. He's, like America's Boy Scout, like Superman would be.
Yeah.
And they're both working side by side, doing what they each think is right. You know, and by issue 4 or 5, Jesus is in jail and Sun Man, God is like, I like this Sun Man guy a lot better than my wussy son and this and that.
Oh,
so it's a great book. It's a fun book, man. And they're about to wrap it up. Part 6 is
good.
The final part. And the Catholic Church loves it. The Pope, he's like, let me read it, you a comic.
They're going to hell.
They translated it into a German or Italian or whatever.
Oh, even that Nazi Pope got to read it.
did you read any Star Wars books?
No, and that's a shame because the new Kylo Ren book that just came out in December, The Rise of Kylo Ren, that
Hang
is a big
Hang on a second.
Book.
That's why the Pope slapped that chick in the hand during that little procession.
Because she didn't give him any comics?
No, because she wanted him to autograph that comic.
Oh, Second Coming?
Second Coming.
Let me slap your face.
I was waiting for him to slap her face. That's freaking hilarious. Anyway.
You sound like he owns a pizza parlor.
Yeah.
You can't kiss the Pope anymore.
But he is from Italy. No, he's not. Well, he's not. He's from, I forget where he's from.
So Second Coming, I loved it. I love that stuff. It's fun.
I think you just wanted to say coming over and over again.
Yeah. Okay, what's the last one? Don't listen
coming.
To Todd. Well, what's
coming.
The last one?
The sequel's going to be called First Coming.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's going to be Old Testament.
Oh, jeez. I forgot what the last. You jerkwad.
Kylo Ren.
No, it wasn't even that. Oh, this is murder.
Hickman.
No.
Powell.
No.
Potts.
Oh, yeah.
You're killing me.
We didn't talk about Goon.
Hickman, Powell.
Yeah, I mean,
Potts.
Goon is fun. The new Goon rebooted this year, so Goon is.
Loeb.
I mean, that's always good.
It's Straczynski.
Huh?
Nothing. I'm just naming comic book artists.
So I'm going to say.
There's
Titanic.
A pentagram right
no,
on there.
Please, no. That's a gate to hell.
That's a gate straight to hell.
I just had it and I lost it again. Donny Cates. Anything Don. This has been Donny Cates' year because, you know, starting in 2018, of course, with the creation of Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Whoa.
Which I think is one of the greatest new characters in Marvel's canon right now.
If I remember right, and here's the thing, I haven't posted it yet. You do a diatribe on Donny Cates that you did.
I just thought it was funny that he snapped directly at a fan for pirating stuff. It's like, yo, man, stay out of the fight. There's federal agents who handle that kind of stuff. You're all right, bro. You don't got to alienate your fan base over this issue. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just people, it's hard, man, especially when you have notoriety. The temptation to say your piece is so great because people want to hear what you have to say. But when the person you're saying it to and you're not so nice about it and they're an admitted big fan of yours, you're like, I don't care what you think of me, blah, blah, blah. Screw you and you're wrong.
I pirate it and then I go buy it. And I'm like, well, I'm making half of your money that I should be.
It's like well, the half of you that's going to hell can kiss my ass.
I applaud Donny Cates. Applaud.
Yeah. No, but he's a great writer, and everything he's done this year is great.
I like that you can think with both sides of your brain there. It's good.
I think with all sides of my brain and half of my ass. Donny Cates was also doing Venom before that, and it led into Maximum Carnage, or Absolute Carnage, which is the one.
Are they going to use his book for the new movie?
I'm sure they'll dip into something Donny Cates worthy.
He's heading up the new Thor stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So Jason Aaron passed it off to Donny Cates then.
Got it.
Cates is Marvel's superstar writer right now. Everything he touches turns to gold.
He did Thanos before that.
He was on Thanos. He created Thanos, is right how you pronounce it.
He is right.
And Cosmic Ghost Rider premiered in that.
This is brilliant.
He was, and actually, a lot of characters premiered in that issue, not just Cosmic Ghost Rider, but also Dark Silver Surfer wielding Mjolnir, Slave Hulk on a Sidoran crystal leash. A lot of crazy, awesome future characters were introduced in that book. And that was Donny Cates. And he also did Venom and introduced Null, which is like the source symbiote for all the symbiote. So, I mean, 2019 was a good year, man. We had some good comics out.
Nice.
And the shame is we're not mentioning any DC books, but I know that DC did something right this year. I don't think You're the Villain maybe was a big hit like they thought it might be.
Well,
something else going on,
still,
right?
Well, they're still suffering under the whole Doomsday Clock stuff.
Doomsday Clock came, the finale of Doomsday Clock. There you go.
Yeah.
That was big.
It was
that
big,
was
but
kinda
it
was meh.
Yeah.
But it was.
Was it?
It was.
And
it
Heroes
was,
in Crisis finale was this year, wasn't it? And that was meh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of meh finales for DC actually this year.
Yeah, the Heroes in Crisis finale, bleh. Doomsday Clock, meh.
Greg,
it was like all of the lead up was great, and then you got the resolution, and it was like,
well, because the lead up is this is going to change the universe forever, and then they realize they got to go back and hide in safe zones because they can't ruin these, you know, characters that are their regular paychecks.
Well, you're gonna put Superman in a jeans and t-shirt again. Oh, sweet.
Well, they did
so woke, bro.
They did
the
Dark Universe stuff with Batman Who Laughs.
Huh? Yes!
The Batman Who Laughs.
Oh, Batman Who Laughs, yeah. Well, that was 2018, actually. That was actually 2017, to be honest with you. But Batman Who Laughs number one came out this year, so he got his first solo series this year, which is a cool character.
DC did a lot of major event stuff, but, like, all at once.
Nothing landed yet. Yeah. They did You're the Villain at the same time as Doomsday Clock at, you know, roughly the same time as Heroes in Crisis.
Like, the infection stuff happened during...
And the Dark Infection...
You're the Villain.
There's a lot of, 2019 was a little busy for DC.
That sounds contagious.
They did. Was the Greg Capullo Scott Snyder Batman book? That was
the last night.
That was the first DC Black, right?
So
Black
actually, label. Did you read issue one? Do you know the concept of it?
Yeah, I've got them all.
So that, basically, that Batman
was
on
the first book.
That
the
Batman
Black.
On the.
But maybe it was.
That Batman on the cover was. Is a clone, and they're in the distant future, and so he wakes up thinking, you know, he's Batman, of course, because he's programmed to think that.
Yeah.
And then he finds the original Bruce Wayne, who's been creating these clones, and society's collapsed. And
he's
it's an interesting setup for a book.
Joker's Batman's creating clones? Lantern.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, once the Republic started doing it, it was okay.
Oh, nice.
On Kamino. It's the same. They're both the Marvel
thing,
and
right?
DC. Never mind.
All right. Not even the same. So that's your top.
Those are my picks. Yeah.
Nice. Well, moving on from comics to movies, got some professionals up here who I say would give us the top three movies of the year. They put out, by the way, these gentlemen have put up their top 10 lists of the year at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. That includes Aaron and Professor Barry. And
did Format do one?
Format does his right here, right now. So, yeah.
Oh, his cat's on you guys' list.
Damn it. Hey, can I just say something about that real quick? My kids actually were watching the trailer for Cats on YouTube and asking if I could bring them to it.
Nice.
Don't waste your money, man. Do it.
Well, I heard they re-released the touched-up CG so that they have cat buttholes now.
That's the best. It's like the fact that they had to patch it.
You should.
Yes.
You can do it, and then they'll never ask you to take them anywhere ever again.
Jeez, I think that right now, as far as the box office goes, that movie might as well have feline AIDS. So,
oh, why'd you say it?
Anyway, I said it. Anyway, Aaron, thanks for coming. Is it? Was it?
Maybe if they just took the plot from Rent.
Rent, yeah.
And did Cat Rent.
That'll help it.
With feline AIDS.
Not Professor Barry, but
that
Aaron,
probably would have done better than this version.
Probably would. Aaron, thank you for being on the show tonight. Why can't I hear you? Turn your mics on. Who keeps turning their mics off?
It's on.
That's on now. There it is.
All right. Return of Aaron.
Yeah. Woo. All right, Aaron. What is your top three movies of the 2019, sir, at the cinema? I know you got a lot more. You can check it out at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Aaron,
start from three.
Start from three.
Three is Marriage Story.
Marriage Story on Netflix? A Netflix movie. Really?
Kylo Ren married to Black Widow.
Oh!
Yeah.
I actually got two Netflix movies on my list. And really? One Amazon.
Yeah, that movie is great at starting fights between husbands and wives.
I'm not going to watch it. Like
I saw my wife watching it, and I was like, I'm not watching it.
I tell you
I'm
what.
I'm leaving.
It's a good movie, but the fact
just sign the papers.
She is such a vindictive woman in that movie. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, and then today, Noah Baumbach announced that Marriage Story is getting a Criterion release this year.
Sweet.
He announced it at one of the press conferences.
Nice. So. All right, so what's your number two pick?
Two was Dark Waters. Mark Ruffalo about...
Really?
DuPont.
Now, this isn't because the attorney who is based on
no,
tweeted
that
your review?
After
oh.
my review. So.
Oh, okay. All right, just saying. I didn't know if there was any... undue influence, that's all.
Nope.
Did you know that, Barry?
I did. I was confused, though. Wasn't this the one with Sophie Turner and she's the mutant, right?
No.
That's the one, right?
That's the one. That's
Jessica Chastain.
That's
is
on
the
worst
list. Shifting
yes!
alien?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. No. That's Captain Marvel, right?
That's Captain Marvel, right.
No. Was right. Captain Marvel even close to breaking into your top 10?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Top 15, maybe?
Well, like my favorite.
But
one of my favorites, for sure.
More than Unicorn Store?
That's hard.
Sick,
well, Unicorn
sick
Store
man.
Was last year, but...
All right, so anyway, what's
yeah,
your
Dark
number?
Waters is fantastic.
Mark Ruffalo taking on DuPont, yeah. DuPont, right?
Yep.
All right. Being all woke and stuff. What's the last movie?
It's pronounced DuPont.
DuPont. DuPont.
Number one is Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, really? With Taron Egerton?
He's only saying that because Taron Egerton got a Golden Globe.
Bandwagon.
I love that kid.
By the way,
he's awesome.
No secret, Ricky Gervais is the man of the decade for his mind.
You know what?
Decade.
I'm going to tell you this. Hearing what he said at the Golden Globes, and I was like, yeah, that's amazing.
Yes!
And then all of a sudden, I don't know if he is a right-winger dude, and
no,
he like
not.
Meant
he's
it to be
far
right.
From
but
it.
The right wing latched onto it, and now it makes me not like him.
He's not. No,
because the right wing's like, yeah, libtard. That's what Ricky Gervais said. No, yeah.
He said
something that made sense.
He's
just
seeing
in general.
What's happening to the industry that he's in. He's not a conservative. He's so far left, it's crazy. But he's saying all this woke baloney is going to ruin.
But what I'm
everything.
Saying is, everybody agrees with what he said. But when right wingers turn into idiots and are like, "This is mine," Ricky Gervais is saying belongs to us, and then you're like, "Ugh."
Hey,
oh,
the
I mean,
best,
that's just
I don't
a crazy
like
one.
That's the best thing he said was, "Is that hey, listen, just come up
it's
here,
like, it's,
accept
it's,
your award, thank your
it's like a big redneck
God,
and a
get out of
it's
here.
Like a big yeah. redneck in a MAGA hat took Ricky Gervais' speech and rubbed it all over his body and said, "You want it,
crazy people?
God
you want
forbid
it?"
The libs get offended.
That's just a few crazy people.
Seriously,
no, I love the effect the speech had.
Yes.
What he said was amazing. Everything is great.
It
didn't really
I loved
Come
it.
It didn't really have Mwah. An effect, though. I mean, everybody still got up and was like, Mwah. Save the climate.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
vote for Bernie.
Except for Joaquin Phoenix, who said, listen, maybe we should all not catch our private jets to the award shows, bro. So good for him.
Because Ricky Gervais took a private jet to the
Yes, he said, no, he said he took a limo over and Felicity Huffman made the license plate. So that was pretty sweet, too. Anyway, Rocket Man. I can't believe that's your number one movie. I can't even believe it.
Because of the music. It's not because of the movie.
It blows Bohemian Rhapsody out of the water.
Wow.
The door's still open. You can leave.
It's a better film.
How dare you?
Man.
What do you think about that, Barry?
I'm not a fan of Rocket Man.
I think he's
Are you not a fan?
Not a fan of Rocket Man.
Is there any overlap on your
guys'
list? That's
because he doesn't like Taron Egerton.
All right, so here's the thing. Before we get to Professor Barry, I do want to get the format. Format, your top three movies of the year?
Yes.
Being from the Maui Film, Hawaii Film Critics Society, like all
yes.
four of us up here?
Yes.
Battle Angel Alita.
Ooh, good pick.
Yes, good pull.
Dora the Explorer.
Nice.
How come
Bold
that
choice.
Wasn't on your list, Aaron?
Bold choice.
That's on my favorites list.
Bold choice.
And Parasite.
Parasite. Excellent. Good choice.
Man, great.
Shout out to Ken Gardner, co-founder of the Maui Comic Cons in the chat.
Nice.
What's up, Ken?
Big shout out to him.
Oh, is Ken in the movie?
Ken played the Parasite.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Professor Barry, my
yes.
cinema soulmate,
yes,
what
sir.
Was your top three movies of 2019? The founder of Hawaii, the Hawaii Film Critics Society.
Number three was Martin Scorsese's The Irishman. I loved it.
Very
it was everything
movie.
I wanted to be. If nothing else, there's a lot of movie in that movie. And there's a lot of movie in that movie.
Oh,
I love.
Yeah.
Lots of movie. Number
I
two.
I think Gervais said it right when he was like, whew, it's a bit long.
He was right.
Which is fine. Number two is Terrence Malick's A Hidden Life, which
your review is up now, and
yes,
you love that movie.
I did. I don't know when or if Matt was
a five-star movie from
yeah.
Barry Wurst.
Yeah,
the original
was there,
Superman
was there
and
any
A
other,
Hidden Life.
Was there any other five-star movies this year for you?
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is my number one.
Okay. Whoa,
yeah.
whoa.
That was five?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say, if Six Underground is not in your number one
Six Underground.
Six Underground. I'd love to bury it 6 feet underground. That's a terrible movie.
I caught like 10 minutes of the end of that movie, and I was like, how did anybody sit
it's
through this
excrement.
Thing?
Oh, man!
It's just like taking turns between action and Ryan Reynolds mugging and doing his, you know what I mean?
He's a good mugger.
Yeah.
He's good at it. Yeah. Okay.
The chase scene at the beginning, like, grabbed you.
I heard that was good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but the yacht thing was cool.
The action was good, but the movie is unbearable.
Unbearable.
It's a Michael Bay movie.
The action's great, yeah.
All right, so I'll give you my top three. I have a lot of movies, but...
Is one of them Cats?
Close. It made
well,
the top four.
Our version, the sequel, Cat Rent, with Feline AIDS. That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Before it's even filmed.
That is an absolute
yeah,
hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
I have a very odd choice for three. My odd choice for number three was Lighthouse with Robert Pattinson.
Love that movie.
Excellent
it.
Film.
Huge fans.
That was on my list.
It's going to be a huge cult film.
Yeah, it is.
No question.
Number two, of
That's
course.
That's just about Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe making out in a lighthouse all the time.
They're fake humping.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I need to watch that now.
There's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, there
is.
It's nuts.
It's not fake.
Yeah, it's
there's stuff. If I describe it to you, you'd think I'm making fun of you and being sarcastic.
Yeah,
that
crazy.
Movie is outrageous.
It's outrageous.
It really is.
So I recommend. I don't recommend
great.
It to everybody, but
no.
it's an acquired taste. But it's on my top three.
Or disturbing
take your kids.
Cats.
Or take your kids. Number two, I'm with the format. Number two is Parasite.
Yeah.
was
it's brilliant.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely brilliant.
And my number one pick, Six Underground. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No.
You're evicted from the Hawaii Film Critics Society.
No, my number one pick is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That movie affected me. From beginning to end, and
it
I
just
it
felt good to watch a white man beat up on a Chinese guy, especially Bruce Lee. Right?
Shut up!
That felt awesome.
Shut
that was
up.
Great.
Shut up!
That was my
up.
Favorite part.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
And it's like before that movie, the guy was a legend, but now Brad Pitt is
Once
obviously the man.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, he builds the legend of what Hollywood could have been, and I really enjoyed every single second of that film. I thought it was fantastic. So I'm with you, Professor Ray. That's my favorite movie of the year.
There was no talk about Royales with cheese.
I know, God forbid, right?
I wanted to see them eat their French fries with mayonnaise.
So the one thing that I was curious about this movie, I've never had this answered for me, so I might as well ask people who know about movies.
Quentin Tarantino directed it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Idiot.
Well, who wrote it?
Quentin Tarantino.
I'm just kidding.
You know, like, you know, when directors are filming things and the imagery is always mean something. What was the significance of, because it was such a striking image and it didn't really
pay off.
Yeah, well, that too. It didn't, to me at least, unless somebody else found the meaning in it. When he would park his car and that poster of his face with the mouth open and like, I felt like there had to be some kind of symbolism to that, and it never was apparent to me throughout the movie.
The way I looked at it, I mean, maybe, and this is just my interpretation, the way I looked at it was, it was always a reminder to him to come home that his career was kind of in this transition, and he was a movie star but was doing TV. He was going overseas.
But there's just something so striking about the image they chose. It's like a face with the mouth open and very like, you know what I mean?
It was
very, and it's striking and shocking to where it's surreal.
No,
a little bit. Every time he pulls in, it's a little surreal when you see
it. It always felt like to me that Leonardo DiCaprio's character was a constant reminder of who he was because he was losing.
I know that was the thread through the whole movie, but there's got to be something specific.
Really?
A feeling they were trying to convey by showing that every time.
Yeah. All right.
There probably was.
What do you think, Barry?
I think it was to indicate, I mean, he was constantly putting his foot in his mouth. So
he was. He was.
He was constantly ruining his career by opening his mouth.
Yeah.
He was inept. And
dragging around the loser friend.
But the loser friend had a better grip on his career. Some of my favorite moments are when DiCaprio's character Dalton meets the Pacino character, and they're constantly cutting to Brad Pitt, like rolling his eyes, thinking, "No, that's not what you say." Like DiCaprio's character was incapable of making a good career move, whereas Pitt, I mean, they're living vicariously through
each other.
They need each other.
Correct.
So that poster's there because that's the morale booster he needs before he goes to those failed job interviews that he would have.
Correct.
But they, those two, I mean, they're basically the same person. They need each other so badly.
I'm a firm believer that this is not a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's Brad Pitt's character's movie. That's how I feel.
They're living vicariously through each other in some ways.
In some ways, for sure. Yeah. Now,
I would agree that it's more. I would agree it's more Brad Pitt.
I feel that way a lot.
That's how
my
I feel.
My favorite part is when she was like, "Hey, Boots, let's vamonos," and then they'd go and they'd just me. All right, never mind.
There is one honorable mention that I'd like to mention. It's technically
a
has
good
not.
Segue.
It has not technically come out. Yes,
that was a terrible
but story. I did have the opportunity to see it. 1917 was tremendous. And I don't... It's technically it came out...
Are you
out,
trolling Barry right now? Did you read his review?
Oh, no. I thought there was something about it. I really was encapsulated and enraptured by... Not
take
so
this
much,
guy down a peg or two,
not,
Barry.
Not so much the movie, but Roger Deakins' work.
Sure.
That's what... Yeah, the story's kind of...
There is no story.
Yeah.
Technically, it is brilliant.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
and on the big screen, it is worth seeing once on the big screen.
On the big screen, yes.
Yes, and so, never again. Never, ever again.
Did you say the story?
No.
What story?
No, I said Roger Deakins' cinematic work behind the camera.
It was a single cam shot.
It was amazing. What they did...
Here, deliver this message.
That's
pretty much.
That's cinema magic, man.
You did it. Thank you.
That's why I said it's an honorable mention, because it's not a best picture of the year kind of thing by any stretch.
It was the Wonder Woman Field of Strife scene for 3 hours straight.
It's true. It kind of is. But that's an honorable mention. Any guilty pleasures this year for you guys?
Oh, there's so many. One I love that I thought, not only is it so raunchy, but it's actually really charming. That's Matthew McConaughey and the Beach Bum. Did you guys see this? Matthew McConaughey.
I watched the trailer and I was so groaning. I was like, ugh.
Snoop Dogg, Martin
Lawrence. It's him playing himself on Maui.
It's really funny, guys. It's a really good.
Does he show his dingus?
Playing the bongos, smoking the reefer.
He shows a lot of other stuff.
All right.
All right.
Did you get it? Guilty pleasure.
All right. So that was your honorable pick, or your
guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. What about you? Aaron.
Guilty pleasure. The Man Who Killed Hitler, and then the Bigfoot.
Oh, was the Sam Elliott? Good movie. Really good.
I watched it twice just to go back to see if I actually kind of liked it.
Is it on Amazon?
I don't know if it's on Amazon
or
but
Netflix.
It's Netflix. Not Netflix.
I think it's on Hulu.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
I think it's Hulu right now.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's really good. Foreman, what about you? You got a guilty pleasure this year?
Guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Probably Knives Out.
Oh.
It was so silly and campy that I just enjoyed it.
That had like a major cast too.
Is there anything that's getting?
It's kind of striking how good Daniel Craig is playing something other than an Englishman.
Daniel Craig is in this?
Yes, he's the main. He's the detective.
Wow. Okay, now I
that's why he's getting a
sequel. He's got a southern drawl. He's got an accent.
He's really good at it.
All right.
But that's why he's getting a sequel, and he's going to be the focus of the sequel.
It does take a while to ramp up, but once it gets there, it's good.
Is there anything that you guys have seen that's getting awards buzz that you don't think deserves it?
Yes, 1917.
That's Barry's supposed to say that, not you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You loved
1917. I'm in love with the performances of Marriage Story. I didn't think Marriage Story was that great. I think the acting was really incredible, but there's a lot of stuff in that script. There's a lot of scenes that I wish I'd... That movie does not need to be as long as it is.
Yeah, they
definitely don't need two musical numbers, let alone one. That was a big mistake.
There are musical numbers in that movie?
Musical numbers.
Woof.
Yeah.
But he was singing in a bar.
I'm definitely glad I missed it.
There's a movie that's not getting any recognition that I think should. Aladdin. And I know why it's not, but I think Richard Jewell is fantastic.
Is it Aladdin?
Yeah.
Richard Jewell is great.
Again, another movie where a white man's proven innocent and unjustly accused.
God.
They ruined that man's life.
The only reason why it's not getting any buzz is because Olivia Wilde's character is a caricature of
herself. Think Clint Eastwood just strolls into these meetings and he's just I read in the newspaper, just goes off in an old man rant. He's like, that Richard Jewell got done dirty. He's like, sir, that happened 30 years ago. You're like, no, we need to tell his story. We need to clear his name. He's like, he's going to die in 5 years. We got to do it now.
He actually has a video of that.
Richard, of him saying that, what I just said?
Richard, the story needs to be told.
Richard's
like, get off my lawn. Richard Jewell's innocent.
Richard Jewell's dead.
He died? Yeah, he's dead.
He killed himself.
You woke jerks. Here's the thing.
Too late, Clint Eastwood.
I don't think he might have killed himself.
This movie has a lot less to do about Richard Jewell and his innocence.
He heard that Eastwood was going to do a film about it.
He's like, I don't need the attention now.
That's not it at all. Anyway, it has more to do with indicting the media to do its job correctly.
Yeah, the media is like the enemy of the state.
It is. Well, fake news media is, absolutely.
Yeah, which is basically every mainstream news media, right? Except for Fox.
Well,
except unless Fox disagrees with you, then they're also
Fox,
that bad
One America
media
news,
stuff.
Yeah, Newsmax TV. Anyway, listen.
You're an idiot.
I don't know if I have technically a guilty pleasure, but...
Yeah, because you have no shame. You'd have to be ashamed to have a guilty pleasure.
It's true. I don't have any shame. You know what? It's funny is that we're sitting up here, and the one movie that is getting the most Oscar buzz...
Aladdin.
And we didn't talk about
Joker.
It.
Aladdin?
Joker.
Which Ken Gardner said his top three, and that's the only one you didn't say was Joker.
I think he will win Best Actor. I don't think he'll win... I don't think it'll win Best Picture.
For who? What is this?
Joker. That's the thing, is that that's getting a lot of buzz at this point. So I don't consider that a guilty pleasure. I don't know, golly.
He had the beatus.
Stuber, maybe? I don't know. Stuber?
You know, a big one for me, maybe the biggest guilty pleasure, was Rambo Last Blood.
Yes!
It's not great, but I had so much fun.
Or as Aaron likes to call it,
Home Stallone.
Yeah. Thanks. No, you know what? You know what? I'm with you on that. That would be my guilty pleasure. Because it's a horror movie. It is a straight up horror movie.
That gory?
Rambo is jigs up.
Oh my gosh. It is nuts. He is. It's a freaking.
Is he like plucking toenails out and shit?
Dude.
Oh, I said that. That's right.
It's basically like Taken meets Home Alone meets.
Wait, we can curse though?
No.
Stop.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Woo. No.
Sit your Michael McDonald looking ass down.
Yeah.
I won't be there.
I will.
I'm gonna burn this place down.
To the ground. Yeah, I'm gonna burn this place to the ground. Anyway, Last Blood was a good one. You know, I can hear that. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Anyway,
a guilty pleasure that I thought was just asinine that Aaron really enjoyed was Replicas.
Oh,
asinine movie.
I have.
That
yet
was
to watch
not
it,
on
Michael.
Right.
Is that with Michael Keaton? Right?
Yes.
No.
That's Multiplicity.
That was not on my list.
It's the Multiplicity remake, right?
But I want to see it because of A-Rod.
Oh, you should definitely see it.
Should I watch it?
You won't forget it.
Yeah.
All right, great. You know what's another it's not even a guilty pleasure.
The best part is when he couldn't clone his one daughter because he didn't have enough pods. And he literally says that.
Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, spoilers.
The best part.
Oh, man. Now we don't have to see it.
Zombieland Double Tap. I thought that was good. Yeah. I had fun with it.
Man, that's everything, that whole movie's in the trailer. I went and saw it, and I was like, all the good parts, I've already seen this.
I agree.
Kai's got a movie.
No, it was going to be Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, that's
too.
You liked it?
I actually did enjoy it. It was fun for me.
It was super enjoyable. I enjoyed it a lot. So I was looking through my list.
Hey, can I get a spoiler for that movie? What was Bill Murray's appearance in that? Was he a zombie?
The end credits.
End credits.
Could not be the last minute, and it felt really slapped on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It wasn't satisfying or fun or anything?
No. Nah, not really. It was.
Was he wearing a Garfield suit?
That was the only part of the movie I felt like it was shoehorned in. It was.
I can't wait to see Kevin Hart's remake of Ghost Dad.
It's not happening.
What's sad is I could so picture that in my head. that completely makes sense. Yeah.
Does it? No, it doesn't. Not to me, it doesn't.
They did a remake of What Women Want this year with Taraji P. Henson. Kevin Hart as Ghost Dad is completely plausible.
Really?
Of course. That makes total sense.
That Taraji P. Henson movie is awful. By
that
it
was movie
terrible.
Is awful.
Terrible.
Awful. And anything with, what's her name? That other girl?
Tiffany
Haddish? Anything with her in it, except for that one movie she did that
the
was
kitchen?
Hangover. But no, the kitchen was all right. But that one movie she did with the
Girls' Night.
Girls' Night, yeah, that's the one.
What about, did you see Night School?
No,
garbage,
I didn't see Night
School. Trash.
Did you see it?
Oh, it's garbage.
Night School's not that
bad.
That
was a Kevin Hart one, right?
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure for Daniel Plagel, the Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron.
Really?
Vile and extremely dangerous?
Yeah. Awesome. Vile and super handsome, but still a psycho.
Better title.
You know what I thought was good that I don't really hear much people talking about was Uncut Gems.
Uncut
yes!
Gems.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see that yet.
Yes.
I heard it makes everybody feel really uncomfortable.
It does.
But, like, the performance is amazing.
Okay, so here's the thing. I am the only guy at this table, I think, but I may not be, but I have not seen Uncut Gems.
I haven't seen it either.
I want to see it.
But I
am going to tell you
good.
This.
It's really good.
The Safdie brothers have made another movie that is available now that you should rent called Good Time with Robert Pattinson. If you want to feel uncomfortable, holy crap. Good Time
I love feeling uncomfortable.
Good Time is incredible.
I think that might be
anybody says Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I get uncomfortable.
No,
I think that might be a calling card for them because... Uncut Gems is really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I am so looking forward to seeing it. Did we get a screener for that, by the way?
Huh?
Did we get a screener for
it? It's on Netflix.
What?
Uncut Gems is on Netflix?
No, it's at Mario Ball.
Oh, is it on?
Oh, I was going to say, I haven't watched it yet. Damn.
What the?
I could have sworn I saw it at home.
What?
Oh, maybe we did get a screener.
Did we?
I didn't get one. We don't all get the same stuff.
We don't all get the same stuff.
Oh,
can I borrow it? Oh, I want to borrow it. Anyway.
Format is the most powerful member of the Hawaii Film Critics Society. You know this, right?
Hey, apparently
that's
Format
his secret.
Is.
That's why.
Damn it, Format. Look, he's got the Uncut Gem. Share. I'm so into that, man.
I have a question. What's everybody's favorite comedy movie this year?
What?
What's that?
I mean, 2019's.
2019, yeah.
2019 favorite comedy movie.
That's a tough one.
Comedy movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hour of Parasite.
Fair.
That's fair.
Because it's pretty funny for a while.
It's pretty hilarious.
And then it got really dark and disgusting. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I had fun with Jumanji, but I don't think it was like hilarious.
I know what it was. Dolomite. That was my favorite comic.
Oh, Dolomite is my name. That
Dolomite
was a great
is
movie.
Dolomite is my name. That's that's not
the
a bad
last
one.
40 minutes of that movie not only is hilarious, it makes me so happy.
That whole movie, I was just like, I just had a good feeling watching it. Yeah, I miss movies like that.
I put it on in the middle of the afternoon in front of like the family. I was like, it's Eddie Murphy. He was Dr. Doolittle.
I've never seen
this.
A more wholesome movie with that many curse words.
Yes,
it's
I
such
agree.
A wholesome movie.
It's a sweet film.
And they just swear up and down a blue streak, but it's so wholesome.
And there's lots of nudity in it, too.
And nudity. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's family movies in the 70s and 80s still kind of had some boobies and some F-words. Yeah. Like, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, this brings me back to a time in movies where I actually had fun watching a movie and not worrying about it being a movie and stuff.
Did you guys watch Dolomite after?
I saw Dolomite when I was in college, and I really hated it. Oh, yeah. I did not like it. I was not in the right frame of mind to see it.
Yeah.
Dolomite was my introduction to blaxploitation. And Dolomite was not good. But I was fascinated.
Well, that was part of the charm, according to the movie.
No, it is. No. But the thing was, is that Dolomite's performance.
There's some good blaxploitation movies, though.
There is.
Like,
there's
that
fantastic.
Are way better than
so
Dolomite.
Blaxploitation movies that are great.
But Dolomite was. I liked it.
Comes to Harlem is fantastic. I love Cleopatra Jones. I love Coffee. I love Foxy Brown. There's so many
Superfly blaxploitation. And Black Belt Jones.
Superfly and Black Belt Jones is fantastic. Black Belt Jones. And of course, never underestimate the original Shaft. Shaft, and I will say that when Shaft goes to Africa, big up, thumbs up for me. Good stuff. I really like it.
My favorite blaxploitation movie is A Spook That Sat by the Back Door. Have you guys ever seen
that
it?
That is good. I have seen that.
What is that?
Excellent.
It's about a guy who gets
What was the title?
The Spook That Sat by the Back Door.
Yeah. That's racist.
That's the name of the movie.
So if it had an N-word in the title, you could just let him sling it out there.
A spook is not racist.
A racist epithet.
It's a spy. It's about a guy that was in the CIA.
That is true.
And he was like a diversity hire. And so they just...
I think they used it back then as a snitch, too. Right?
I don't know. But he gets out of the CIA and then starts the Black Revolution.
Yeah.
Using really his using what he learned in the CIA, and it was based on a book that was really popular.
There's
in the
a lot of
70s.
There's a lot of blaxploitation that not a lot of people talk about. A lot of people love Superfly, not one of my favorites of all time, but still good. It's a little Gordon Park. I think that was his first foray into it. I think he kind of started to hone his skill.
The
soundtrack is classic.
Of course, it's Curtis Mayfield. What do you say? Yeah.
We're all about the same age. I think the one that's actually in our generational timeline, those are all a little before we were born. The one that happened in our childhoods that we probably seen was "I'm Gonna Get You Sucker."
There it is.
And that's the one. I mean, that's the real time one that we kind of experienced.
Yeah. The thing was is that, ironically for me, the very first one I experienced was Dolomite. Then after that,
you're like 30 years older than us.
Then I look. No, and then what's funny is I was looking for blaxploitation movies, and then my father introduced me to "I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker," and that movie is so good.
Yeah.
So good. So
we're the generation that Tarantino brought a lot of us to blaxploitation. But you're absolutely right. It was weird for me with Dolomite.
Jackie Brown.
Mm-hmm. The movie that led me to Dolomite was a movie it's considered a spinoff of blaxploitation. It's around the time of breakdancing movies. As you know, one of my favorite movies, House Party.
Yes!
In House Party, Robin Harris playing Pops. He watches Dolomite all the time. It's his favorite movie. And Kid escapes to the party, and he's like, "Son, I thought we were going to watch Dolomite, you know, deep in the jungle, deep, you know." And of course, you know, Kid ditches him to go to the party. And there's all these scenes where Robin Harris is watching Dolomite, and he falls asleep, and Dolomite's playing on TV. That's what made me want to see Dolomite. And I didn't get it at the time. I didn't appreciate it. I just thought it was a bad movie.
Real, yeah, it is.
My first introduction to Dolomite was the Mad TV sketches.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that was... That because we were 10 or 11, something like that. I was pretty young.
I was perusing video stores, and the covers were very provocative. So that's why I was like, "Ooh, what the? This is cool." So, but yeah, I mean, let's not. Rudy Ray Moore's got some terrible movies. They are terrible movies, but because of him, I was introduced to blaxploitation.
Yeah, it's a great story.
I didn't grow up with much of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it. I really liked
like
what I
saw.
I think when I got into more, I guess, black-centric films was when, like, the whole Harlem scene was getting, like, really, not rebuilt, but there was going through kind of like a renovation of sorts. So, like, Harlem Nights, I love Harlem Nights.
Yes. Good movie. Yeah. Fun movie.
Is that Gregory Hines?
But
no.
I don't think that's...
You're thinking of the Cotton Club.
Yeah, I think of the Cotton Club.
Harlem Nights is like, it's the three legends. It's Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor,
yeah, that's
Red
okay.
Fox,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Della Reese. It's
Della
so
Reese,
good.
It's so good.
And,
Della Reese.
Danny Aiello, all right.
Della Reese, baby.
Della Reese, yeah. Della Reese. And then...
There's Sweetback, too.
Yeah, those are good, too.
That's the one. That's
Melvin
the one.
Van
the
Peebles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think that's kind of like got to be up there with Superfly.
Oh, for sure.
It's still shocking. It was rated X then. I mean, it opens with an unsimulated sex scene. Melvin Van Peebles, little Melvin Van Peebles, and a prostitute. And he was underage when they shot that scene. The film is X. It's not. There are some video stores that wouldn't even carry it for that very reason.
Is that the movie with the chimpanzees?
No. It's not.
No.
That is not.
I had to think about that for a second, but no. But yeah, that was the one that started because it was a
Ferris Bueller and the chimpanzees.
Because it was, he only spent like $10,000 or so making the movie.
That's
gross.
Project X, by the way.
Oh, Project X, and it grossed. Bless you, and it grossed $3 million, and it started the blaxploitation movement.
Was it all midnight showings and stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. The opening screening of that movie, it was packed out, sold out by a bunch of Hell's Angels. Bunch of white bikers are like, yeah, man, this movie is a revolution. It is against oppression. It's against the man.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, the African-American audience that connected to that film.
Wow.
It was anybody who was countercultural at that time. Mm-hmm. They knew how radical. I mean, there's a scene in the movie, as you all remember, you've seen the movie. There's a scene where Sweetback, played by Noah Van Peebles, and his son Mario is in the movie, too. Noah Van Peebles playing Sweetback, he beats a white cop to death with his handcuffs.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a thing, even today, to see that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Agreed. Now.
And that's probably going to happen in Black Panther 2.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. All right, now, before we get out of here, we do have to go over the top video games of 2019. So, format, since you actually... I'll give you what I like so far, but since you actually finish games...
I finish games, too.
Oh, that's right, you do! Very good. What do you think?
No, format first.
All right, format first. Go ahead.
Monster Hunter Iceborne is awesome. Magic the Gathering Arena is great.
Is that mobile?
No, not yet.
It will be.
What is it?
They're slowly working on it. It's Magic the Gathering, but it's on the computer.
PC.
computer?
What else stood out? I've been playing a lot of VSO for some stupid reason. But that's an older title, so...
Yeah.
Can't really include that. The Jedi Dark Souls was...
Fallen Order?
The Samurai Dark Souls was pretty cool.
Sekiro, yes.
God, that game takes blood.
Yeah. What is going on over here? What's happening?
Easy, Ron.
You gotta learn to hold your bladder, bro.
It's a question of etiquette. Do I give him the ass or the crotch?
Raid bottles, man. Raid bottles. what else? Nah, that's pretty much it. I mean, nothing really stood out this year. I was really disappointed because of... I wanted to pick up a Switch this year, but there was no, like, Black Friday specials.
Well, yeah, the light's out. Weird. The light's out. You're not going to get a light?
I wasn't.
Not into a light?
A what?
The light, the light.
Switch lights.
Screw that noise. I can't take the controller off?
Yeah,
that
you can't.
Sucks.
So the lights, you can't dock and play on a TV.
I think that was the stupidest
it's
idea
just handheld,
about
right?
the Switch Lite. Is that they couldn't.
It's handheld.
They couldn't. Yeah. You can't just buy a dock and use it with the dock. It doesn't.
I mean, I would use a Pro Controller anyway.
Yeah.
But the way it's set up, it's not. I don't know. I was more excited about, like, the new console announcements more so than anything.
Yeah, CES is going on right now. PS5, Xbox, PS5. The new Xbox is coming out.
Yeah.
That looks like a freaking PC tower. Series X.
Yeah. Is the...
it's basically...
Are you
so Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox.
It's an actual box.
One. What was the Xbox X?
It's an actual box.
X. I don't know. There's so many.
Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox
yeah, 360, One. Sorry. One. I knew there was
S,
another number in there at some
X,
point.
And now we're
and
at
now,
Xbox.
Now it's Xbox
X.
Series X.
Yeah, Series X.
Which is are basically you, a
are
PC
you
excited tower.
This brought to you by the guys that brought you Windows 98.
Yes.
2000. NT.
Windows XP.
So what about
XP Vista?
Are you excited about PlayStation 5?
What is that?
The PlayStation 5? Are you excited about
I am.
That? It's gonna. Yeah, you think it's gonna be backwards?
According to most fanboys on social media, we
of the
should
best
be all angry
PlayStations of all
that
time.
The PS5's logo is the PS5's logo. It's stupid.
What?
Yeah, it's, everybody's up in arms about the PS5
that's
logo.
So stupid.
Who cares?
See, I kind of look at it while thinking like a vacuum
to be
cleaner.
Complaining about.
So dumb. Anyway,
it looks like
at least their logo is consistent.
Yes.
Do you know how many good games are on PS2? Like, this is gonna be.
No, there is a lot.
I usually skip generations. Like, I have a PS4 because you know we needed it for streaming and stuff, but I don't really play games on it. I will get a PS5 to game, you know, just because I can play my PS2 games on it and my PS1 games.
This isn't a retro video game podcast.
Tony Hawk 2,
baby. I don't even know what PS2 is.
I'm going to go pro with Tony Hawk 2.
Nice. Good for you. What about you, Kai? What did you think? Favorite games of the year?
It was a wrestling game.
Borderlands.
Oh, no. I don't do wrestling games.
Borderlands 3.
Actually.
Borderlands.
He did like it. No, he didn't like it.
Yeah, I do. Okay, to be fair, yeah, but no. Iceborne definitely. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Are you playing it?
Yeah, I am playing
it.
Outer Worlds. I spent a lot of time on that game. And then
the Fallout New the successor to Fallout New Vegas. It's like the spiritual successor.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty good.
And then Jedi Fallen Order.
Huh?
Jedi Fallen Order. That.
Jedi Fallen Order is good.
And also, I swear to God, I hate it, but Battlefront 2, Star Wars. What DICE did, they brought that game back from absolute nothing.
Yep, agreed.
And it is fun to play.
Yep.
And I have
to be commended.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have a weird fascination with playing the Commandos.
That's why.
Because I just keep going in there with the Commando squad.
It's fascinating what they did to that
That's
thing.
Why Fortnite is taking off so much. Because they were like, we want lightsabers too.
I'm going to tell you something. I really enjoy Fortnite.
Hey, I'm impressed with what they did with that for the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker stuff. Their promotion on Fortnite.
Oh, you mean the Fortnite?
That was amazing.
It was better than the movie. Anyway.
To be fair, yeah, it was.
It was. That movie's crap. Twilight of the Star Wars universe. That whole sequel series could just die.
We know you don't like the movie.
It's trash.
We're not doing movies, man.
That's right. We're not doing. Sorry.
The movie
Why
games.
Are you talking about?
Sorry,
Twilight?
I got triggered. Got
you
triggered.
Totally got triggered.
I heard Rise of
Stay
Skywalker.
On target.
I was just talking
Stay
about
on target.
Game, and you get mad.
Battlefront 2, good game.
It is, and what they did was commendable
right,
for bringing it back.
Here's the thing. I will also say that I, too, like Iceborne. As soon as I finish the second quest, I think I'll be like it even more.
Jesus, G, why?
Second quest is just gathering herbs, right?
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's so simple.
Okay. I also enjoyed Sekiro. I haven't finished it because it is hard as heck.
Yeah, that
Once
one,
you learn the parrying, I think it's okay, but it's hard.
I'll admit, that game actually beat me down a little bit.
Jedi Fallen Order, I haven't finished it, but I do enjoy it.
Where are you?
I think...
The construction planet.
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding.
I would believe if you say
he
that.
He hasn't gotten that far.
So I'm gonna tell you something.
He's a scrapper.
There is a game that I have been playing this year that I really enjoy, and it's an old game.
Mm.
I finally got around to playing more of...
Crazy Taxi?
That's a great game.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Even though there's a lot of things wrong with it, it's still a pretty good game.
No, people enjoy it.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. I think the movement is a little sluggish, but the story is good, and it's enjoyable to ride around the open world and things like that.
Yeah.
But everything else, I try to play as much as I can, but and I do like the new Call of Duty. The new Call of Duty is pretty good.
Yeah, my brother made me got into it a little bit. The gameplay is a little bit.
It's really good. It's fun. I'm enjoying it, and they're fixing it as it goes, so that's good. And then I think we can look forward to one of the biggest games I'm looking forward to that's going to close out the PS4's life cycle is going to be the Ghost of Tsushima. Every time I see a trailer for that, I am freaking out.
Yeah.
I want to see
Sashimi.
It. The so Ghost good. Of Tsushima, yes.
I've been calling
tastes
it Sashimi for
so
weeks.
Good. Tastes so good. All right, listen.
BL3.
We got to get the hell out of here. But before we do, opening up tonight, or excuse me, Thursday night at the theater, Underwater, starring Kristen Stewart. Go support Kristen Stewart. She deserves
no,
it.
No,
especially
no.
after Charlie's Angels.
Are you guys, I mean, we've never yet on the podcast talked about the Mandalorian finale.
No, I want to save that because this is like the best.
And
of,
I really
the
I
Witcher
get
too.
Into The Witcher.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, did you finally finish it?
I finished it.
I
yeah.
do too. Yes. I want to talk about that as well. Yeah. I do as well. I
but
really
I want to spend some
do.
Time
what a
on that one.
Song, right? Man, that thing took off.
No, it's really good.
That's not the song.
That's not it.
It's Game of Thrones, stupid.
Oh, okay.
Toss a coin to your bitcher.
Anyway.
I keep seeing an anime GIF on my Facebook feed every time.
I will say this. There is something I'm interested in, speaking of Netflix, that I do want to talk about, if hopefully everyone watches it. The new BBC Dracula series.
I've heard good and bad things. Like,
well,
I hear some people harshing
it's
it.
It's by Mark Gatiss and Moffat. And it's hour. It's a 3-episode series, and they're hour and a half movies.
I have to watch it, man, because I could only get through half of the first episode.
Was it worth your time?
It felt like Moffat writing.
Moffat does. It can be a little bit of a slog. I agree with you on that. He can be confusing. That's his thing, I guess.
He's the one thing I hated about Tennant's run as a doctor.
He's the one thing that I didn't mind him as Tennant's doctor, but it was Matt Smith's one that pissed me off. That his run doing Moffat's run doing Matt Smith's doctor was the one that ticked me off. By the way, the new doctor, I finally got to catch up on that. Oh, my gosh. They need to do something about that quick. And apparently they're addressing it in this new season. Doctor Who with Jodie Whittaker. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started.
How far into Whittaker's run are you?
I am at the 4th episode.
It takes a while.
Does
the
it?
The first season is, it feels like she, know how previous Doctors, there's that moment when they have that where they discover like who it is they are. Jodie hasn't hit that yet.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
In the first season, it's still
what bothers,
like she's trying to find herself.
I guess as a Doctor Who fan, really? What super bothers me is that she seems to, why is she so surprised at everything? The Doctor's never surprised because he knows all of this stuff. He travels, he
but
times,
not this version of it.
I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, because it was supposed to stop at 12.
Yeah.
This is 13.
I mean, David Tennant went through the same thing.
David Tennant, I can't even believe I'm saying this. David Tennant is my second favorite Doctor.
He's
second favorite.
He's pretty good.
Tom Baker will always be my favorite.
He is Doctor Who.
He is Doctor Who.
Not Christopher Ecclesiastin.
Well, I mean, he's had a
Ecclesiastian.
Jelly babies himself.
Tom Baker made me believe in Doctor Who. That was what I loved about it. But anyway, go watch Underwater.
Or don't.
Next week, though, guess what hits the theaters? That's right.
What?
P. Diddy. Bad Boys for Life, baby.
Are you watching that?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Is P. Diddy even
I'm
in
off
it?
Thursday. You want to
hey,
buy
listen,
me a ticket?
He ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
Shut up, Aaron.
P. Diddy's not even anywhere close
he's
to that movie.
I'm Bad Boy for Life, baby. So we'll see how it goes. Barry, you're back to school like Rodney Dangerfield.
Just like Rodney Dangerfield. Exactly like that. We'll take center square.
Yeah, thank you. What are you... with this new 2020 year, is there anything that you're looking forward to?
Just in terms of movies?
Yeah,
or?
Sure.
Well, this Christmas is Denis Villeneuve's Dune.
Yes.
I couldn't be more excited. This is a visionary director, brilliant director.
You know they're going to take advantage of Jason Momoa and just play him without a shirt the entire time. So
of course.
I'm ready for that.
All right.
Why not? The man is beautiful.
So I think you're right. I that'll be a fantastic, hopefully.
Well, it's him. If there's anybody else, but this is the guy... I mean, no movie had more going against it movie that probably shouldn't, couldn't have worked was Blade Runner 2049. That was one of my favorite films of the last couple of years. I love that film.
I agree.
I think this guy is a genius. I love his movies, and it feels like Dune is finally in the right hands. There are things about the David Lynch movie I like, and I thought for its time there was some fun stuff about that first sci-fi TV movie, the sci-fi channel movie that they did.
I have those. Those are good.
Yeah, the first one I think is a lot of fun. I didn't care for the second one, but
I agree.
You know, it's a tough adaptation. But they gave this guy, I mean, the budget and a dream cast. Not a cast of movie stars, but a cast of really great film actors. I think Timothée Chalamet is an inspired choice for Paul Atreides. And on and on and on. I think all his choices are really interesting. Stellan Skarsgård as Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah.
Some great stuff there.
Jason Momoa, that's true. But he's not an actor, per se. He's a superstar, right?
Who is he playing?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
I think he's going to be... He's a definite guy.
Is he seriously in this movie? He
plays the sandworm.
Yeah, he's going to be in House Harkonnen for sure. That's without a doubt.
The sandworm breaks through the desert sand Jason and does Momoa the haka.
Is, are you serious?
Jason Momoa is going to be the general that Miguel Ferrer played in the with Dune. That's
you're messing with me. Right. Who's in it? Batista. Dave Bautista. He's fantastic when he's working for this director.
Yeah, you're right. He is.
He's so good.
Momoa plays Duncan Idaho.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Momoa's in this movie?
Yeah.
So he's playing Jean-Luc Picard's
the sandworm,
character.
Right?
He's playing the Patrick Stewart character.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing the flute in one scene.
I'm pretty sure it's Jean-Luc Picard, sir.
You guys read the book and you saw the other.
Yeah,
we know what happens to Duncan Idaho.
We know. We're highbrow. We've read them. Oh, great.
Oh,
now there's A-Ron. No pod at request because A-Ron ruined it. Well,
A-Rod.
What I'm looking forward to this year is trying to get this pod back in order again. That's my...
Good luck with that. I think Dennis Villeneuve had an easier time making Dune than what you've suggested.
I think you're right. But, Barry, I know you're... You are officially going back to school.
Yeah.
Are you starting a new class? Or is this
next rest? Yeah, I'm doing mass media, which last semester was kind of a tryout. I mean, I did the class. It went really well, but just kind of figuring out what I can do. But, yeah, so doing mass media this semester, and then in the fall, my dream class. Well, mass media is going to be great, but in the fall, I'm doing a class in horror film.
Fantastic.
I cannot wait to do.
I'm so excited for you, my friend. Listen, all I want to do is in that mass media class before it ends, just have me in. I'm going to wear my Keep America Great hat and just yell fake news in
class.
Oh,
God. Oh,
is that
God,
okay?
No.
Can we do that?
Sure. We meet in the parking lot every Sunday at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.?
See you then.
Okay. Every when?
Every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
Sunday night at 9.
Yes.
Okay.
And make sure when the security guards shine their flashlights and you wave and go, I'm the guy who Barry told you to escort off the campus.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
so,
that's the secret password.
All right. So I hope you're there. All right.
Sure.
All right.
You got it. You're watching that security footage from home.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure getting back to you guys in the new year. It has been quite 2019. A lot of transition happening here, both at Maui Comics and Collectibles and with the Nerd Watch. But we're going to attempt to do this yet again next week. Hopefully not the same time. Possibly earlier, which will be fantastic. And maybe Barry can come if it's earlier.
Maybe if it's earlier.
Maybe it's earlier.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
We'll be here next week at 12 p.m.
12 p.m.
12 a.m.
All right.
Midnight.
Dear God, how will that happen? All right.
Request closes at 6. We'll be here at 6. And we're good to go.
But we won't start till 11. Just to stay consistent.
We'll see how it goes. All right. Well,
hell no.
For A-Ron,
2020,
for Kai, for Format,
it's a new year.
For Todd Bernardi,
same
for Alika, and of course, the man we call Professor Barry, I am G Money. Until next week, peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you right back here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.